أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم الكرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم. إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss from verses 172 to 175 of Surah Ali Imran. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about fada'il and virtue of the shuhada. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to speak about those sahaba that had participated in the battle of Uhud. The battle had come to an end. Abu Sufyan had withdrew from the battlefield. Abu Sufyan was the leader of the Quraysh, the Meccan army. He was en route towards Makkah Mukarramah, bearing in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed in the hearts of the Quraysh, in the hearts of the Meccans, what Allah ta'ala described as ar-ru'ab. Allah ta'ala had placed a fear in their hearts. They withdrew and they had left, despite the fact that Sahaba had sustained injuries, some had been martyred, and all of that. But nonetheless, they had gone on the route towards Makkah. It had never dawned upon them to have entered and attacked Medina, that was now very vulnerable. And as they were en route towards Makkah, the thought had come to Abu Sufyan and the Meccans that they should have launched an attack on Medina Munawwara. And the thought had also come now when they introspected that they left the battlefield at a time when some Sahaba had become shaheed, others had sustained injury. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself was injured. So the thought occurred to them that let's turn back and let's come back towards Medina Munawwara and let's continue the attack. At that time, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, by way of wahi, informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this change of plan and change of mind of Abu Sufyan and his army. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes an announcement to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, those who participated in Uhud, that who is ready to now go forth towards Makkah Mukarramah and face the army of Abu Sufyan. At that time, understanding the fact that many are injured, some had sustained such injury that they were unable to walk, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes this announcement, and in certain narrations the announcement is made not to all the Sahaba but only to those that had participated in Uhud. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes this announcement, it comes in a narration that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum responded, approximately 200 of them, and amongst them were those that were injured. Some of them could barely stand. They had stood up in response to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, seeking support of the others. In other words, standing up, others needed to help them to stand up, and they stood up to the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to these sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So notwithstanding the errors that had taken place before this, Allah Ta'ala had forgiven them. Allah Ta'ala interceded, asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to forgive them. Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to seek forgiveness on their behalf. And now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala praises the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Going forth, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also speaks about this incident, that these Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, under the leadership of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, goes forth. On the other side, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also places once again the fear in the hearts of Abu Sufyan and his people, and they decide to succumb to their own fears, and they decide to change their mind about going any further towards Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the one hand, two individuals, one person by the name of Nu'aym ibn Mas'ud, who was traveling towards Medina Munawwara, he is told by Abu Sufyan and his army to go towards Medina Munawwara, and if he meets Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam anywhere on en route, he should say to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and pass this rumor over that Abu Sufyan has come with a refreshed army, and this army is such a mighty army, and if ever this army has to meet the Muslims, then they will overcome the Muslims. On the other hand, a person that was an ally of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by the name of Ma'bad, he was traveling towards Makkah Mukarrama. He had met the army of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Seeing the condition of the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he meets Abu Sufyan, and he takes it upon himself, when he sees Abu Sufyan, he had seen the condition of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's army, he begins to say to Abu Sufyan that if you think you are going to overcome them, you are mistaken, because they are refreshed, they have new resources, they have new men, and in this way another refreshed ru'ub and fear is now placed in the heart of Abu Sufyan and his people, and once again a refreshed intention in his heart is now created, and he moves towards Makkah Mukarrama even faster. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in praise of the Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, those who had responded to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمَ الْقَرْحِ, after wounds had afflicted them. Now one important aspect here is that the call was made by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. Here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that the response was to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it is very clear that on earth, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam made the call from the heavens. Allah Ta'ala says the call and the response to the call was from Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Those are the people who have made ihsan, who have done good. In other words, the act was an act of virtue. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala testifies to it. وَاتَّقَوْا, and they had feared, done righteously, ajrun azim, for them is a very great reward and a mighty thawab, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Alladheena qala lahumun nasu innan nasa qad jama'u lakum. Those are the people, it was said to them that certainly the people, that is the Quraysh of Makkah, have gathered for you, in other words, against you. فَخْشَوْهُمْ, fear them. That was when the rumor of Nu'aym ibn Mas'ud was brought to them. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. فَخْشَوْهُمْ, fear them. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, the quality of the iman increased. In other words, the enthusiasm towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had increased. وَقَالُوا, and they said in one single voice, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, sufficient for us is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and He is the best of guardians. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then the Muslims had returned with the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَفَضْلٍ, and with the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happened that they reached this place, Hamaraul Asad, and over there, the marketplace of Hamaraul Asad was in continuation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam allowed the Sahaba to participate in the marketplace of Hamaraul Asad. Some of them had profited very, very greatly, and in this way, not only were the gains in so far as thawab in the hereafter was concerned, but materially also they had profited and they had gained. Lam yamsashum su, no difficulty, no evil had touched them whatsoever. Wattaba'u ridwanallah. From the beginning, they had pursued the ridwan, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Wallahu dhu fadlin azim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extensive in His fadl. Allah Ta'ala is extensive in His bounty. Innama dhalikum ash-shaytanu yukhawwifu awliya'a. And certainly, that is shaytan that creates fear for you with regards to his friends. And this is about media today also. We will find that what is the media all about? Creating fear in the hearts of the believers, and the fear that they put into our hearts is about their friends, their bosom friends and their comrades, telling us all about the plans of the enemies, never telling us about this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, do not fear them. وَخَافُونِي. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear me, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you have brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.